show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Kids were meant to be back at school this week, but of course it was delayed by 2 weeks here in Queensland. So we're kind of doing a bit of a dose of education here, there and everywhere to dip the toe into school life before the kids go back. And there's no better guest to have on for a little bit of education than Adam Spencer. How are you?
Look, I'm great, guys. Great to speak to you. It's all fun and games, isn't it? Until that year four student kid of yours comes home and asks a curly maths question and suddenly you're in a world of confusion and pain.
Yes. So many parents are nodding along and relating right now. Before we get into that, we have to say congratulations. I can't believe this. Is it true you got married about 48 hours ago and you're just quickly doing the media with us before you go on your honeymoon?
I got married to the love of my life on the weekend to Leah.
Beautiful.
She's literally packing a bag for a honeymoon as we speak. But she was with me last year when I wrote this book, Maths 101. She actually did all the proofreading for her and everything. So as I said to my beautiful wife, now, give me 5 seconds, darling. This is hit on the line. I've just got to go and do a quick interview about my book. She just looked up with this look of, oh, what have I signed up for?
Too late now.
She knew well before she said I do. Should we, like, seriously though, should we freak out as parents when our kids come to us with those curly mass questions? And there's going to be a few with a bit of home education and stuff going on at the moment. Like, has maths got to be scary?
This is where the idea for this book came from. I got an SMS from a mate of mine a couple of years ago, Ollie, who's quite a smart bloke, and it said, Spence, Teddy, who's 7, has just asked me, Dad, why isn't 1 a prime number? And the text message continued. I swear this is true. I've locked myself in the bathroom. I can't stall him much longer.
Help.
And this is the thing, because with the primary school maths, you're either going back 30 years and it's behind the cobwebs, or you never really understood it at the time. You just sort of memorized the way to do it. Here's an idea. Why don't I give you guys a quick little on-the-spot primary school maths test to see how you go.
I'm keen for this because we're actually this week we're doing a thing called Cliffo and Gabby's school delay giveaway where we're quizzing kids. But let's turn the tables. You can quiz us.
Okay. Now I know you guys are a little bit more at home in the world of music, so I've got 3 beautiful bits of classic pop music.
Okay.
I'll play the music and then I'll ask a maths question off the back. Buzz in with your name if you've got the answer. Take it away. Music number 1.
Oh, what a night.
Love it.
Late December back in 63.
Oh, such a good song. Beautiful.
Frankie Valli, December 63, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've got the times tables in front of me, all the way from 1 times 1 up to 10 times 10.
Uh-huh.
I see the number 63. 63 is what times what on the times tables?
63 would be.
Buzz in with your name.
Gabby.
Yes, Gabby.
7 times 9.
Bang! 1-0 to the Gabster. Woo! Well played.
Woo! I'm shook Woo! That you got that right.
I am too.
Because I was pretending like I was working it out. I'm going, 1,
no
plus carry the 2.
Cute little fact. Add up 6 plus 3, you get 9.
Oh.
If you take the digits of a number, add them up, and they give you a multiple of 9, that number is divisible. It doesn't work for 7 or 8, but that's the divisibility test for 9. There you go.
There you go.
Let's have musical sting number 2.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the song's called 500 Miles. I'm fretting already.
Me too.
How romantic, isn't it? He walked 500 miles, 500 back gives you 1,000 miles. One of the weird things on the primary school syllabus that freaks parents out, Roman numerals.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, apart from looking at the occasional clock face or working out what year a film was made from the credits, who needs Roman numerals? Here we go. Give me the Roman numeral for either 500 or 1,000. Take it away.
I've been caught.
He's Googling, Adam. He's Googling.
I stopped the minute you realised what I was doing.
500 would be VC.
Oh, that's not bad because V is 5 and C is 100. That's not correct, unfortunately. Anything on the internet for you there, Cliffo?
Cliffo. D.
Yes. D is 500?
Yeah.
Correct. D is also disqualified for cheating. You're back
to zero. D is disqualified. All right.
I almost got it.
This is fun.
Final question. You need this one to even level the scores after that cheating, Cliffo. Take it away, music.
Wow.
Okay.
These are great.
And we all know what Huey Lewis was singing about when he sang Hip to Be Square. Geometry, ladies and gentlemen. A square has 4 sides, yes?
Yep.
Cliffo, correct.
That was not the question.
Yes,
that was not the question. Yeah, keep going.
Cliffo, dearie me. You were that kid in class, weren't you, Cliffo?
I was that kid.
Give him a penalty. He's not allowed to buzz in now.
You get first go at this for the win. Four sides, Gabby, okay? Four sides, four angles. What is each angle in a square?
90 degrees.
Ding, we have a champion. Well played, Gabby.
I gotta say it at this point, and this is not me just making excuses for myself, but Gabby was a mathlete in school.
Yep. And the important lesson the kids have learned at home there is there's nothing wrong with using the internet. The problem is getting caught. That's the lesson today, kids.
Well, this guy, generous enough to join us between his marriage and his honeymoon, which is about to begin. So the least you can do is go and buy his book. Adam Spencer's Maths 101 in shops now. We love him so much on the show. Adam Spencer, enjoy that honeymoon and thanks for your time, mate.
I'm off to Hobart to do some long division.
Enjoy it. The Hit Breakfast Show.